Prompt by Prompt by Cotillon Goldstein. Recorded by Robin Bellers and Joanna Foley. English for Specific Purposes course book for Upper Intermediate Advanced Level.
Text 1, Chapter 1. It was a busy year. Herman Van Rompuy, the first president of the European Council, looks back on a turbulent 12 months. I have been in office for just 1 year, and I can look back on a turbulent 12 months. We were busy with something very important, the maintenance of the stability of the Eurozone and therefore of our money. Without seeking it, we faced a historic challenge. I am convinced that we are succeeding. Together, the member states and the European institutions had to row against the tide. Governments had to reorganize their budgets. We developed a new form of economic governance for the Eurozone and for the Union. We set up an emergency fund to help member states with bridging loans. We agreed to change the treaty in order to establish a permanent stabilization fund as of 2013. Every meeting of the European Council took place under the heading of fighting the crisis. There seemed little time for anything else. Of course, we have also learned lessons. We will have to go much further in developing common economic policies to match our common currency. And yet, there was also good news. The economy is growing remarkably quickly, quite soon after the major financial crisis, because we learnt the lessons of the 1930s. In some countries, unemployment is already falling. Overall, the number of jobs will rise next year. I know that that is not the case everywhere, but also there the recession will be temporary. Apart from that, we're doing everything to strengthen the position of our union in the world. The 27 stood together in the G20 meetings in Canada and Korea, in Cancun on climate change, and in Geneva on negotiations with Iran. We are succeeding more frequently to give a common message. In just 1 year, we have come a long way in order to better defend our values and our interests. It was a busy year. 7 European Council meetings and some 20 summits with third countries. But I have committed myself to it with enthusiasm, because there is so much at stake. I do not expect it to relent in 2011. For me, it is a challenge and a duty. Every one of you faces similar challenges and duties. Any task at the service of others is worthwhile. Life consists of joy and sorrow, sometimes great sorrow. I hope that those of you who have faced adversity find the strength that we all have in ourselves to triumph over it. We must all work together to give people hope. I wish you, and those with whom and for whom you live, a Merry Christmas and a good start to the new year. May I say it with a haiku? Silence and joy, from Christmas to New Year, hoping also for hope.